So can we slow it down and
right.
really let people know said, what's happening?
Valerie,
let me break
said,
it down for
we just,
you very
okay.
simply. Let me break it down for you very simply. Some punk-ass motherfuckers done kicked our ass, and some sleep-ass slaves on a plantation are voting and acting like goddamn slaves. That's what's wrong. We've been beat down by some sissy-ass motherfuckers, and some people have been telling them about it, telling everybody about it, and nobody listens. Now, the thing is, be careful what you ask for. You might just a fuck get it. So let them get
what they want.
There's another day, and the good thing out of whatever comes out of it, some black men stood up and acted like goddamn men and walked off the damn plantation and voted the other way. And now everybody is excited about what did it, what happened for all these black men to support Trump. That means the door has been opened to buy your way in and pay your membership dues in another party and to get something put out there that you can buy with your votes instead of being a goddamn slave getting what you have to offer for free taken from your ass. Now, that's what
right.
the bottom line is.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
I'm rewinding your message, preparing it for playback.
You can buy with your votes instead of being a goddamn slave getting what you have to offer for free taken from your ass. Now, that's what
right.
the bottom line is.
The other thing, too, with that judge is that black men, yeah, we didn't even vote, even if you didn't vote for Trump, people that either withheld their vote or voted third party. Black men who did that as well sent the message that we were not going to be tied to the damn Democratic Party. Enough was enough with them and the fact that they were taking advantage of us. Now, people in Michigan,
hey,
I think in particular in Detroit, didn't listen.
Kanye Kardashian that jumped his ass in there to divide the vote.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about him, but I mean people that are libertarian or
I forget he's a frat brother of mine. Roland Martin, Roly Poly Martin. See, punk asses like that we need to deal with. Did you hear that other ass, that little clown buffoon? What's his name?
Don Lemon
talks. No, not Don Lemon. The one that's got that joke show, Family Feud shit. What's that Negro's name?
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, punk-ass motherfucker talking shit. And that
witch. Yeah, a lot of
and
celebrities
that
came out today. Eric
got taken out on her goddamn leash. What's her name? Maxine Waters. Well, bitch, go bark.
Yeah, I was about to say her.
You
perform
right with your goddamn
James Brown
tail and give her some goddamn kills.
I'm sorry, I heard a lot of celebrities came out today. What do you mean by came out?
They came
out
basically condemning
black
men.
Just out of nowhere.
Oh, they were condemning black men. Most of them were condemning black men. Like Maxine Waters said that black men who vote for Trump are is unforgivable what they do then. Who else spoke? I mean, you just name them. Amanda Seals, I mean, she's always said something. The dude, Torrey. He said, fuck you. He said, excuse my language, but fuck you for those black men who voted for Donald Trump. Fuck you, or something
Look,
like that. But, yeah,
what
he's
the
done
wolf does, what wolves do is always look down on bad dogs who have masters, and the wolves are
Wait,
free.
Judge, you're muffled.
I said this.
Let me say something, Judge.
I said, dogs are always yapping after wolves who are free. So the dog can please its master. Maxine Waters and the whole crew, worth of you pampered poodle, little tail swinging, tongue hung out, roll over on your bellies, get them scratched so you can thump your damn hind legs tight. We ought to be saying, if Negroes up in Detroit, as fucked up as Detroit is, that they would vote without getting a goddamn benefit in all these years from the same pissant assholes who fucked up their cities is amazing.
Yeah, that's...
This is Lauren, everyone. I have a question.
Hey.
Since Valerie mentioned that, you know, things need to be broken down and such, I would like if Judge and Gavin, if you guys could actually explain to us how the Electoral College works, because after, you know, things on social media, it seems like nobody knows really exactly how
Let
the
me
Electoral
break that
College
down
is set up and how it works.
Let me break that down to you real quick. If it weren't for the Electoral College, everybody in the country could stay home except the voters in Chicago, New York, Dallas, Houston, Miami, and Los Angeles and let them decide it. Trump, for example, lost the popular vote by 3 million people in 2016. What happened was, if you exclude California, he won the popular vote. What happened with California is the Hiller bitch beat him by 4 million votes in California, and that ate up the deficit she had, and she got 3 million popular votes more than him because California is what's there. So you don't want California, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and Miami to run the country because there's some other people in it. You have an electoral college, so one population center can't dominate the thing for the whole country because there are diverse interests in the country that are local that do not get addressed by the capital cities in the country. That's what the electoral college is about. And also to not go into civil war like they did 155 years ago.
Thank you, Judge.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah. For those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more.
The Hurricane Report. Write it, take action, maintain freedom. Buy their gear, mugs, hoodies, leggings. They got all kind of stuff, right? The Hurricane Report.